Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Europe in crisis. NATO in crisis. Ukraine in crisis. Why? Ukraine hits Russia with U.S. attackums, missiles for the first time on the 1,000th day of the war. Ukraine used U.S. attackums, writes Reuters, to strike Russian territory for the first time. This according to Moscow. I mentioned that in these last hours, there is news from Moscow that Mr. Putin has sought and recovered permission by the Duma to use nuclear weapons in the event that Russia is existentially threatened by having a NATO proxy missile into Russian territory. It all sounds very strange unless you look at the world from the point of view of the Russian Empire. Their buffer zones are broken if those missiles land in their territory. I welcome Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated. She's at the Hudson Institute, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State, and many years in Asia. And we'll get there because there's reason to believe that China is not silent while Europe is in disarray. But we now start with these missiles that suddenly are in the news again after months and months, maybe years, of Mr. Biden and his administration saying, you do not have permission to use long-range missiles into Russia. And now, Mary, a very good evening to you. I read routinely that this decision by the president was not ordinarily arrived at because our allies apparently have not known about it until now. Mr. Scholz, the Chancellor of Germany, who's undergoing an election cycle in the new year, said very clearly within hours, you do not have permission to use the missiles that Germany has sent to Kyiv to strike into Russia. And now there's more disorder with other voices from London, from Paris, from the Netherlands. Your experience, Mary, is useful here because my understanding is when there's a policy decision, national security or geopolitical, the job of the NSC, the White House, the State Department, is to inform our allies. Is that correct? Good evening, Mary.
Good evening to you, John. The answer to that question is yes, but we don't always inform our allies of significant decisions in advance. It really does depend on the circumstance. I think what's a little more troubling to me is that the incoming National Security Advisor, Mike Waltz, was not briefed on it. And it's a significant change in the balance of power, giving Ukraine more ability to hit behind Russian borders. But I'll also say this, John, for the audience. What we have learned with Vladimir Putin after observing him for more than two decades is that he respects power. He doesn't respect nuance or diplomacy or attempts to balance what he's doing. He respects power. And I think that President Trump intuitively understood this. When Putin misbehaved, he punished him. And so, while this is a change in the situation, it does give Ukraine a bit more leverage. And also, it is remarkable to have nations in conflict like this, armed battle, where one side is perfectly able, the aggressor, to fire missiles and drones and all manner of weaponry into a sovereign nation, in this case, Ukraine. And the other side, Ukraine, has been constrained from firing back. I mean, that's unbalanced, unfair, unprecedented. And in the end, if you want to come to some manner of peace settlement, as President Trump says he does, then you have to correct that imbalance and you have to establish leverage over the aggressor.
The other report that seemed unusual, although everything is becoming usual in Europe these days, we are watching a war in approaching the end of its third year, is that the defense minister of the chance of the coalition has used the word sabotage with regard the cutting of communication cables in the Baltic Sea. Sabotage. And he's looking right at Moscow when he uses that word. Sabotage. This is the German defense minister, not a minor player in NATO. This can be rhetorically presented as an attack on NATO, Mary. Russia could be, I've read some speculation, could be saying there's worse ahead if you don't back off, could be saying that we've decided you're not worth waiting for and we're going to continue to disrupt your communication systems. Could be as saying any of those things. I mention all of this because it's so fresh, Mary. It's not been in any way woven into the fabric of what is to be done between the Biden administration and the Trump administration. We're in a vulnerable spot here. They would have called this the interregnum if we treated our presidents as kings. But that means that Germany now is on its own, yes? I mean, they're winging this. Schultz says, no, don't use missiles. And the defense minister says, we've been attacked.
Well, as you've taught me over the years, John, the first five stories are usually wrong. So I would just caution everyone against jumping to conclusions, although, of course, it is significant when an ally like Germany comes out with that sort of assertion. We also know that Putin's Russia is very good at gray zone operations and intimidation. I mean, look, just in these last few days, we saw another Putin critic, a famous ballet dancer, thrown out of a window in Russia. I'm sure he didn't throw himself. I'm sure it was a message to all the dissidents in the big cities who don't like Putin's war in Ukraine to keep quiet and carry on. And not to be too upset at the massive loss of life of young Russians. Some 650,000 have died so far in the war that we know of, far more than died than even the Afghanistan conflict. So I think, look, Germany is not alone. It is a NATO member. It has suffered from, I think, a lack of a strong U.S. leadership, which is necessary to get Germany and our other European allies to do the right thing. It's always necessary. And I think that's going to change when President Trump comes into office. He's going to adopt a very different approach. I think he will once again have strong and clear U.S. leadership. I think the goal has been set. It's very clear what the president wants. And now the question is, can President Trump establish enough leverage and deterrence to coerce the Russian, Ukrainian, Chinese, North Korean alliance to cease violence in Ukraine and come to some sort of agreement and convince the Ukrainians to accept it? That's the big question. And we won't know the answer, I think, for several weeks or months.
Mr. Trump and his counselors are looking to resolve the Ukrainian conflict. Kyiv is unreadable to me. Mr. Zelensky has not said no to this. So the question is, what is the next step? And everybody's putting together packages. At this point, Mary, there's no reason to believe it can be resolved easily, I believe. The diplomats will get involved. What is your best outcome at this point? What can you see that would be a Cyprus situation where they negotiate for 60 years, a South Korean, North Korean divide with a DMZ? What looks like a best outcome that we can achieve in the next few months?
I think you have to ask the more foundational question, which is how far is President Trump willing to go and to punish Russia or threaten punishment in order to get him to the negotiating table? Is he willing, for instance, to sanction Russia's central bank? Is he willing to impose secondary sanctions on Iranian and Chinese and North Korean companies that do business with Russia and that are propping up its war effort? Is he willing to seize Russian assets in the West? It's a long list, Sean. There are many options open to the president. And there are other creative things that he could do to exert pressure on the Putin regime, which I won't go into here. And, you know, those are things that will be discussed between the president, his next defense secretary, secretary of state, the national security advisor. And it's not an easy discussion. I think President Trump in his second term is going to inherit a world that is far more dangerous and chaotic than the world he inherited back in 2016, and certainly far more than he bequeathed to his to President Biden. So it's a great challenge, John, but I think much of it will rest on President Trump's ability and willingness to, you know, not take any option off the table and to make it clear to Putin that he means what he says.
Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated. She's at the Hudson Institute, former Senior Advisor to the Secretary of State. We're headed to the Middle East. I'm John Batchelor.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.